Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yo, what's going on, family? My name is Joseph Solomon. I'm a singer, songwriter, spoken word artist, YouTuber, lifelong student, ever doubtful Christian, frequent flyer, hooper. I know we just started this thing, but this is not a normal episode of Flights and Fillings. The plan is to release a new episode every Monday morning, and I was actually finishing up the editing on one to be released. I only had a few things to tweak, and after catching a ride home from church from some friends, I was planning to do just that. But as I was opening the car door, we just sat in the driveway trying to figure out if what people were saying was true. Yesterday, Sunday, January 26th, news that felt like dreams came to our phones. Kobe Bryant died. And then to find out, 8 other people were on the crashed helicopter, including his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, whom we were all slowly becoming acquainted and enamored with. Just felt surreal, man. Kobe Bryant died. And I say it like that because that's how weird those words feel next to each other. Like a bad movie script or something. Basketball legends don't die. Like literally, every time they put the camera on some amazing player from the 70s during All-Star Weekend, I'm just like, oh, He's still alive? I just assumed he was extremely old. I didn't know. Okay, he's still alive. Basketball legends, they don't die. They do 30 for 30 interviews and gain like 45 pounds in retirement, play golf, focus on their family. It's just what they do. Even though Michael Jordan is argued as the greatest player of all time, for a lot of us, MJ days are usually only known through highlights on Instagram and YouTube searches. For us growing up, Kobe was the guy to watch, or AI. And as a basketball player myself, I had an interesting relationship to Kobe. A lot of my friends and teammates loved him, but I went from loving him when he first came in the league out of high school to falling on the Kobe hate bandwagon, especially when he destroyed my favorite player, AI, in the finals. But eventually, I fell into this space of, man, I don't like him, but you gotta respect that the dude is just amazing. Just amazing. And then I saw how his body began to fail him in the later years of his career. Every night watching him face his greatest competition ever, his own mortality. It was odd to hear the crowd go wild for an open, basic one-hand dunk, knowing that he was capable of so much more. At least he used to be. But like the rest of us, he's mortal. And as we grow older, our bodies don't heal themselves the way they used to. But watching him go for 60 points on his last game at the Staples Center was just wild. Sure, he did it on 50 shot attempts, but one, that's just Kobe. That's classic Kobe. It's that Mamba mentality. I'm going to shoot it. But two, to score 60 points on any amount of shooting at 37 years old in an NBA game, especially when the other team needed that win to make it to the playoffs, that's never easy. You couldn't do it. And that night, I remember thinking, I wish I would have appreciated more what he was to the game while he was still in his prime. But as I continued to watch interviews of him after retirement, you saw something you don't normally see with people of his caliber, which is this welcoming of the future, contentment with whatever achievements that he had in the past. You don't really see him get caught up in all the petty arguments about, you know, things that went down before. He talks about it, but there's this demeanor of like, hey man, what's done is done. Can't change the past. Instead, you saw him present with new career moves, present with helping new NBA players, present with his family, with his daughters. Just a regular dad. I've always had a pretty open verbal communication with the idea of death. My dad has always told me since I was a kid, a young kid, would tell me death is a part of life. Death is a part of life. And like many of us, I've given a lot of lip service to try to show that I know we are fragile mortal beings, that no one is exempt from death. We all say it, but then days like these happen. And they prove that we are still not quite fully acquainted with that reality. Tragedy doesn't care who you are. It ain't never bought a basketball jersey or asked for an autograph like us. Death is never starstruck. It's hard to not just consume as much as I can about this. It's literally all over my phone. It's hard to avoid. But I want to be mindful, and I encourage y'all to do the same. When Nipsey died, I read every article. I watched all the security footage. Each morning for a couple of weeks straight, I searched his name on Google to find any new parts to the story, and it began to take over my dreams, my sleep. It really weighed on my mind and my spirit. And after that, I knew that I had to be mindful of the amount of traumatic news I consume. I'm not saying intentionally be in the dark or don't give it any attention or act like you don't care. Don't reminisce. I can't set specific parameters for you. I'm just saying, in your own way, be mindful of what you're deciding to put your mind through. know we just started this Flights and Feelings podcast, and I want to keep the momentum going. The numbers for the response to the first episode was amazing. It's still amazing, and I'm grateful. But for me to not pause for this moment and just, you know, upload a completely unrelated episode just felt weird and a bit disconnected. So next Monday, we'll hop right back into the regular episodes, the regular vibe. But for now, just feels weird. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Thanks for listening. And remember to always fly home. And every time you shoot a balled up piece of paper into the trash can, you gotta say it. You just gotta say it. Kobe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.